on the Wintrust Business Lunch on WGN. Let's talk a little bit about Just Right IT. This is an Elk Grove Village-based company that does a lot of work with various businesses. Adam Johnson returns, a partner with the company, and Wendy Reed returns, a partner with Just Right IT. Wendy, Adam, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having us.
Hi. Thank you so much for having us again.
What is Just Right IT? What do you all do?
We are basically an extension to the company. So for small to medium-sized businesses that don't have someone on staff, Adam and I jump in and we manage their technology so the people within their company can focus on doing their job and not dealing with the daily trials and tribulations.
So Adam, would you say your average customer then does not have an IT person?
Correct. Most small businesses contract with an MSP provider and we provide technical services for those types of companies.
So then that would be a small, maybe even medium-sized business, Wendy. But I mean, describe the typical client for you guys then.
So the typical client would be anywhere from 5 employees to about 75 to 100 employees. Ones that have a lot of needs but don't have the internal staff.
I'm wondering what the scenarios are in which people would use you. Is it somebody throwing their hands up going, I can't get this program to load? Or is, you know, which is just a momentary computer issue, or is it comprehensive, like we need better cloud services and, in, you know, and connection with our devices, Adam? What do you all do for these people?
Well, so a particular client that we've worked with, they're a transportation company, and they came to us and they had several issues. The users were working from one workstation, and the company really needed the users to be flexible, be able to move from workstation because it was a large facility. And they wanted their employees to be able to log in from any of the workstations and get their own desktop. The other thing they had problems with was their internet. They had an analog phone system that didn't allow them flexibility. So we were able to provide them with support and a way to remediate those issues.
I didn't know anybody still used an analog phone system.
Well, actually, Wendy could speak to that.
You know what? You would be so surprised when we go in or customers start sending us pictures of these phones that should be in a dumpster somewhere. I mean, they're the old AT&T phones. They bought them at Walmart. They bought them at, you know, somewhere else. And they're like, well, our calls are very fuzzy. We want somebody to answer the phone and the receptionist can't get the call. So surprisingly, 50% of our clients are still using stuff back from the 1980s.
Well, I suppose that's understandable. If you're a small business, you expand, you expand, you expand. Maybe you didn't know you were going to be this big or this big this fast, and suddenly you've outgrown your technology.
Yeah, so we were able to implement a new phone system that allows company to grow and expand to multiple locations. And this particular company has grown now from one location to 6 locations. And we actually were able to put in a cloud-based remote desktop server. And what it allows for the users, the employees, to log in any workstation at any location and get their own desktop. It's provided a ton of flexibility for the client, and the business owner is able to grow his business as large as he envisions.
Well, I can do that with Gmail. I can log on to Gmail from anywhere. What's the difference between me logging on to Gmail from any device anywhere and what you're talking about, Adam?
So when you work at a workstation, you're working at a desktop that's assigned to your user account, and it's configured with all the software that you use, all the files and data that you access. When you move to a new workstation, you don't have all of that configuration. It doesn't follow you. The remote desktop allows the user to log into any workstation, almost like a terminal,
yeah,
and have all of those resources and configuration follow them.
Is that stored on the cloud? I mean, so if I'm on some remote computer, I can go to a website and it accesses that information? Is that the idea?
Correct. There's a client on each workstation and they put in their credentials in the client and it logs them into that desktop at any of the 6 locations they were working from or even from their home.
Everybody's got problems that come to us. Everybody always waits until the last minute. minute said, you know, and finally says, I need help. We've got a client right now that has 300 locations all over the country. And the problem that they had, their internet was getting shut off. They were getting so many bills from different providers. So they basically were bogged down and couldn't manage it. So what we do is we put them with a specific provider. They have a management portal that they go into that they can pull up all their bills, billing tickets, but everything that they need for all their internet services in one portal. And monthly, I go in there, I look at it, I review their bills. I say, okay, everything is great. So I send them their bills and they pay their bills. So instead of them getting late charges or shut off notice, and you know, some scenarios they've gotten their service shut off, now got me that manages it, where they can go in there and look at it, and it's just made it, you know, from a, you know, 12 or 14 hour process to like a 1 hour process, having everything at our fingertips.
How's business, Wendy?
Business is phenomenal. I mean, it's really, really good. I mean, there's such huge value that we offer, especially in the small to mid-sized business. They appreciate that we're an extension of their company, and they don't have to, you know, worry about making the phone calls, managing this, and it just really alleviates time so they can, you know, grow and manage their business. The last few months, it has been just going up and up and up. We're incredibly blessed.
How do people find out about you all?
Often it's word of mouth. We're a member of the GOA, Greater O'Hare Association Chamber of Commerce, so people are aware of us in that area. But we do service all of Chicagoland.
I think that the biggest thing is that you're not alone going through the daily trials and tribulations of your technology, that we're here for you. No question is dumb. We all learn from the mistakes we make, and we move forward, and we're here to make sure that everything goes good and your business functions how it should function, and we want to grow with you.